Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kim Davis's new book is entitled Under God's Authority. It has a behind-the-scenes account of so many pieces of information that were not mentioned in the mainstream media or, frankly, in any media. Things such as what happened when she got the death threats, things such as what happens when she went to work that week and those days after the Supreme Court decision, and also what happened when she was in jail. The book is Under God's Authority. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. And our special guest is Kim Davis. Kim, welcome to Faith and Freedom.
Thank you. It's an honor and privilege to be here with you all.
Well, the book has a foreword by former Governor Mike Huckabee, and he says, in part, it's a great read. More than that, this remarkable story of what God did in Kim's life gives me hope for our nation. I think it will give you hope, too. He's just one of many people who endorsed the book, Under God's Authority, The Kim Davis Story. The week that you were going to a hearing before the federal court, I got a call or a communication from Mike Huckabee, a friend. He wanted to communicate with you, and I asked you if you were interested in taking his call, and you ended up connecting together, and he prayed with you. This was before you ever went to jail. Tell us about that encounter with Governor Mike Huckabee, and ultimately he showed up and organized a rally to support you on the very day that we didn't know in advance, but we ended up seeing that you were going to be released.
Yeah, I was just thrown back a bit when you called me and asked me if you could give him my number and that he could call me. And I thought, well, you know, why in the world does Mike Huckabee want to talk to me? I mean, I'm just a little county clerk, you know, doing my job. And you know, I'm nobody in a scheme of things. But when you said that he, you know, wanted to talk to me, I thought, well, okay, you know, because I had supported him in the past for what he stood for and everything. So we talked. He was just like talking to my dad. I mean, he was just a down-home kind of normal person. We just talked. He, you know, talked about his family and his wife, Janet, and we just really had a good conversation. He let me know that they'd been praying for me, and we prayed. And you know, I was just kind of, I thought, well, that was kind of strange, you know, him wanting to, because, I mean, he is a prominent figure in our nation. And
presidential candidate twice.
Right.
Yeah. And then was, you know, a governor.
Governor
and
of Arkansas.
Really a vocal in you know, in his political life. He was very vocal. And so I just kind of thought it was odd. And then he requested to have a visitation with me at the jail. And so that morning when I got up that Tuesday morning, I got my shower and washed my hair. And I braided my hair because you couldn't do anything else with it. And I got all dressed and ready. And then, you know, they came in with this order from the judge stating that they that he was going to release me. And of course, I hooped and hollered and everything. Yeah. And then I said, here, wait a minute, let me read that, because I knew there would probably be a catch to it. And then, you know, when I read that release statement that I had could not interfere with my deputies issuing license, I asked the jailer, I said, you know, how about I just stay here? And we'll just
stay in jail.
We'll just call it, you know, yeah, stay in jail, and you can take this back. And he said, Miss Davis, he said, I can't keep you. He said, I have an order to release you. So I get ready and I get dressed and I come out there, and I didn't know anything was going on outside. I had no clue. I mean, when you talk about clueless, I was.
Because there's lots of media from around the world.
Helicopters, everything going on out there.
Yeah, there's lots of crowds.
But I still didn't know the extent of it or you know, the full realm of how what all was involved and how many people, you know, there was people that came from states, many states away to come to that rally. And it just really surprised me that there was that many people there and that Mike Huckabee was there to visit. And then other people came in there into the jailer's office where I was. There was Tony Perkins. I had never heard of Tony Perkins before.
The Benham brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Benham brothers were there.
And then candidate Matt Bevin, now governor of Kentucky.
I had met him before. He was the only one that I had actually physically had a face-to-face meeting with prior to all this. And that had been at a clerk's meeting that he spoke just very briefly and he left. And I was at the back of the room and I ran out there and just told him, wanted to shake his hand and meet him. And he turned around, he looked at me, he said, Kim Davis. And I thought, Lord, he knows my name. And he hugged me, yoked me and hugged me. He said, man, he said, me and my family, we've been praying for you.
Aww.
Well, and I just knew right then that that was a good man of God and that, you know.
And, you know, he wasn't there to get publicity because he was running for governor, because he was not on the platform. He didn't ask to be on the platform. He just wanted to come and show support for you and indicate to you that he supported you and was praying for you.
He very much respects you. Yes.
He was just a godsend, I do believe.
And Senator Ted Cruz did come too as well.
Ted Cruz was there. Yes. And it was just, I was really overwhelmed by why all these, big name people would be there and be interested in why I was in jail and me getting out. And
before you know it, you got out and there's the media there, and then you went up on the platform with Governor Huckabee and me and Joe, your husband.
Yes. Could you not feel the presence of the Lord?
Oh, it was amazing.
Oh, my goodness. It was like electricity.
And all of this was carried live on all the networks and cable.
Amazing.
This was amazing.
It was amazing.
But, at the same time, there's so much support, overwhelming support for you and for standing for marriage, not only in America, but around the world, literally. But we also had to have a lot of high security. There was a man that was from the Commonwealth of Kentucky who gave death threats. And when we landed in Kentucky, we had a police escort to get there. We had the law enforcement notified. We had private security. And we had to have that every time that we traveled. Because there were death threats. In fact, Joe, your husband, at one time, picked up the phone at home, and there was a death threat on the other end of that line.
Oh, yeah. The person on the other line said that he was going, it wasn't just one individual, but it was going to be a group of them. They were going to come to our home, and they were going to beat him up and tie him up, and then they were going to make him watch them rape me and then kill me, and then they were going to kill him. And I remember that night he sat up all night and out on our big porch and sat there with his gun, just waiting for somebody to come, the threat. It was real. I believe if they could have got to us, they probably would have.
And you had people come to your office, didn't you, and try to harass you? And
Yes. We got multiple phone calls. An ex-Marine said that he was going to come in with an AK-47 and mow us all down. I mean, just multiple death threats. I got glitter bombs in the mail. I know those aren't death threatening, but I mean, if they can send you a glitter bomb, they can send you another kind of implement through the mail. I received more death threats than I ever thought I would ever have in a lifetime. I never did anything that somebody would want to kill me. I couldn't imagine. Especially, here's what I found out. The ones that the people that tout love wins, spewed the most hate that I have ever experienced in my life. And the only negative thing that I ever said to anybody through all of this whole thing was the word no.
Mm. Yeah.
How does no compete with I'm going to kill you, I want you dead, I hate you, you're a fascist, I've been called Hitler, I've been called a Nazi, I've been called, everything.
Well, if you want to know the story about Kim Davis and the dramatic transformation, and frankly, anyone who's around her, and we've noticed this, we actually had a security contingent in Washington, D.C., who had been a security guard for so many people, and at the end of that time being with us, and particularly with Kim, he really noticed a difference. And the difference is not Kim Davis. The difference is Jesus, who shone through her. You don't know Kim Davis unless you get a chance to get to really know her. And you can help that by knowing her story and how God used her as an unlikely candidate. The book is called Under God's Authority, The Kim Davis Story. You can order it at lc.org, or you can call us 407-875-1776, or go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.